welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 29th. You'll be interested to know. 28 years ago today, in 1997, the Chemical Weapons Convention came into force, marking a monumental step in global efforts to eliminate chemical warfare. This landmark treaty, signed by 165 nations, prohibited the development, production, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. The establishment of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons ensured compliance and oversaw the destruction of existing arsenals. So now you know. And now, it's time for the SURF Report. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Winds remain onshore at 2 mph, keeping the surface smooth. As the day progresses, expect some shifts to sideshore at 2 mph, but overall, the morning looks great for catching some waves. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 0-foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 3 feet at 16 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3.5 feet at 11:45 a.m., with a 1.5-foot low tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday presents a mixed bag of surf conditions. Early mornings feature clean waves in the waist-to-chest high range, ideal for longboarders. By afternoon, conditions shift to choppy with rising winds, making it less appealing. Friday sees a drop to knee-to-thigh high surf, maintaining fair conditions, but likely more challenging as winds increase throughout the day. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:32, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:01. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday, with temperatures reaching around 68 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 55 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Wednesday and Friday, with highs around 68 and 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Saturday brings a slight chance of rain. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in California, the deadline for obtaining a real ID is fast approaching, with enforcement starting on May 7th. After 17 years of delays, federal officials emphasize that residents will need a real ID to board domestic flights. As of January 1st, more than 18 million Californians possess this identification, but over 35 million still need to comply. If you have not yet acquired a real ID, other accepted forms of identification include a United States passport and various security cards. The California Department of Motor Vehicles is extending hours at select locations to accommodate the surge in applications. Now on to sports. Shedeur Sanders learned a crucial lesson in humility during his NFL draft experience. Despite being hailed as a top prospect, the former Colorado quarterback endured a frustrating wait of over 2 days and 143 selections before the Cleveland Browns finally called his name. While many analysts viewed him as a first-round pick, NFL executives had concerns about his interviews and perceived arrogance. This situation highlights the stark contrast between media hype and the realities faced by talent evaluators. Now Sanders has the opportunity to prove himself, aiming to fulfill his legendary aspirations in the league. In local sports, the Lakers series now stands at 3-1, with the Timberwolves leading and the Lakers facing elimination tomorrow night at the Crypt. In hockey tonight, with the series tied 2 games apiece, the Kings are in LA to face the Oilers for Game 5. Puck drop is at 7 on Max and TPS. For baseball tonight, the Padres take on the Giants at Petco Park for Game 1 of a 2-game series. Nick Tavetta, with a 1.20 ERA, faces Logan Webb. First pitch is at 6:40. Expect mild conditions with temperatures around 66 degrees. In top news, antisemitism in the United States has surged to levels not seen in nearly half a century. A report by the Anti-Defamation League indicates an average of 25 incidents per day, the highest since 1979. Despite Jews making up about 2% of the population, they are targeted in more than 2/3 of religious hate crimes. Rowdy Sharon Brous warns, antisemitism is always the canary in the coal mine for the evisceration of the rights and dignity of all people. Incidents related to Israel and Zionism have sharply increased, highlighting a troubling trend. Experts emphasize the need for education and community building, rather than government intervention, to combat this alarming situation. In business news, last night, CBC News projected that the Liberal Party will form the next Canadian government, granting Mark Carney a full term as Prime Minister. This comes amid ongoing trade tensions with the United States. While it remains uncertain if the Liberal Party will secure a majority, they have currently obtained 160 seats in the House of Commons. Carney, a former Goldman Sachs banker, successfully defeated his rivals, including Pierre Poilievre of the Conservative Party. The election was heavily influenced by President Donald Trump's tariffs, prompting a Buy Canadian movement and a shift back to the Liberal Party. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $94,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $1,800. And Goatsys Maximus is up 10% to 8 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made a significant breakthrough in understanding hailstorm formation, a mystery that has puzzled meteorologists for years. A study from the Chinese Academy of Sciences analyzed 27 hailstones from 9 storms in China, revealing that hail primarily forms by descending steadily or through a single upward push, rather than the traditional recycling process. Lead author King Hong Zhang emphasized, "This work fundamentally changes how we understand hail formation. The findings could enhance weather forecasting and improve estimates of hailstorm dangers, though funding cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration may hinder these efforts." And in entertainment the surfer, Nicolas Cage delivers a performance that is undeniably unhinged. His character, struggling through life's challenges, attempts to reclaim his childhood home near a picturesque Australian surfing spot. However, a tough group of locals, reminiscent of a motorcycle gang, led by Julian McMahon, repeatedly warns him, "Don't live here, don't surf here." The film follows Cage's character as he battles desperation and chaos, showcasing his unique ability to portray madness. Drawing inspiration from real-life surfer gangs, The Surfer feels like a nostalgic exploitation film, highlighting Cage's unparalleled talent in cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and author, Robert Quillen. And he said, "There are glimpses of heaven to us in every act or thought or word that raises us above ourselves." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.